بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين استفى ما بعد. Firstly, revising the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the most important aspect of our life, to love in such a way that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us and we can look eager to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only way is the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is extremely beautiful, very easy and complete and perfect way of life. So we were discussing the sunnahs of entering the masjid, and as we explained, in today's time and age, when we don't even pay attention to the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't even take heed and regard its importance. Allah Rabbul Izzat, who knew us so well and knows how our thinking as the generations go by, that we will be so unattentive to the important matters of our life, that Allah Ta'ala has promised to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you bring alive one sunnah, you'll get the reward of 100 shaheed. Just to bring it alive. The reward of the sunnah itself you can't imagine. So we should realize this is extremely important. It's not that we're just revising it as we said. Here it's to give us a practice. Make a firm intention, when I go home, I must have ta'aleem in my house. One is of sunnahs, one is of the fazail, etc. One is of basis, there was life after death. These things will bring, as we explained in the previous, the next kitab, we'll come to that inshallah. So we should bring alive these things in our lives and then see how much goodness will come in our lives. Last we learned the sunnahs of entering the masjid, that is with the right foot. Read Bismillah, read Durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, read the dua, Allahumma iftahli abwaaba rahmatik. And now, the sunnahs when leaving the masjid. Leave the masjid with the left foot. And the masjid here starts by the glass door. So be conscious when you're going out. Normally we're talking with friends. We walk out, we don't know I walked out with the right foot or the left foot. So be conscious that this was the way of life of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And again, while you're walking, read Bismillah. Read Durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So walk out with the left foot. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. And now beg from Allah Ta'ala, I have to go and see to my needs, whatever affairs I have got. So read the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. That, oh Allah, I beg you now for all your favors now. You brought me in your court, you opened the doors of mercy for me, you granted me tawfiq to perform namaz. Now Allah Ta'ala says, go, I'll make your daily task easy for you. I'll make all your work easy. So beg Allah Ta'ala, because we are beggars of Allah Ta'ala. So all the time we should be begging from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala loves it. When we show our need to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala makes the way easy. If we show our independence, we don't even read the dua, Allah says, you sort out your own matter. And then see how difficult life becomes. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize these realities. Further we continue with this kitab, Anwarus Salah, which is a very, very important aspect of our life. After Iman, how to protect this Iman, Allah Ta'ala has given us this great gift concerning which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, bismillahi r-Rahman r-Rahim, qad aflaha al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. That the believers are successful already, but if they tread the path of success, and that is they establish their salah, not just read their salah. In other words, to establish your salah, you have to do a real proper course on salah and learn what salah is all about. And then in your salah, one is to do the course, to know the reality of salah, as we are busy with this first lesson explaining the whole reality of salah, and see how much detail there is. Just in before we even started our salah, so much detail to realize who we are. We are the special royal servants of Allah. What a gift Allah Ta'ala has given us. All the creations, ibadat, Allah gave them one aspect. And all the other ibadat, Allah gave us a full, complete, comprehensive package, all in one. And to have this, for the salah to have effect in our lives, your heart has to be present for this. Allah Ta'ala says you have to do a course. And this is the course that we come here for. That get connected to the men of Allah. Those who know Allah, Ar-Rahman, Fasal bi Khabira, those who are ba-khabar, those who know about how kind, how magnificent, how merciful is Allah Ta'ala, come and learn from them, do the scores, and then realize the greatest gift that Allah has given us, more greater than our life also, is Iman. Iman is more valuable than life. But when we don't do the cause of zikrullah, we don't do the cause of the marifat of Allah, and from there the zikr of Allah, and not on our own, we can't do it. Even the greatest heart specialist in the world, if he gets a heart attack, he can't do his own heart surgery. He has to go to someone, even if he's junior, he'll have to go to him. So to bring the effect in our heart, and to remove all this dirt and rust that we are involved in all the affairs of our dunya, going to this place, going to that place, all that effect comes onto the heart. And we don't realize the heart becomes dark and rusted, that Allah says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ. Your heart becomes so hard, worse than rock. But to soften that heart, Allah Ta'ala says, اللَّهُ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ. Allah revealed the best of speech, Qur'an Kareem. So here we come here to learn first of all, and as we're learning from our Shaykh, what a great kitab Allah has blessed us. The word of Allah, which will affect the heart immediately. And thus the person realizes that my greatest thing that I have to protect and I have to look after is my Iman. And as we learn that a person now who realizes that I want to protect my Iman in your namaz, the many ways to now draw your attention and to be focused in namaz, one is to think that which posture I am. I'm standing in Qiyam. I am in Qiyam. Allah commanded me to be in Qiyam. Then to be concentrating what I'm reading. Even you don't know the meaning, but concentrate. I'm reading Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I'm reading this. Concentrate and you'll see many times you read the whole Surah Fatiha. You didn't concentrate. You didn't even know whether I read Surah Fatiha. I didn't read Surah Fatiha. So concentrate and then further go higher up and then start learning the meanings. As we explained, that the Kitab Miftahul Quran is available. Have Talim in the house. Our Shaykh says so beautifully that a Muslim home is not just a house that got 786 written at the entrance. It's not a house that just got Azam in Fadli Rabbi. And inside you got everything of Shaitan. Shaitan is making that effort that the house must become totally dunya. He brings all the sale papers, advertisements right at our door. And we foolishly, we don't make our Islam, we don't come in the company of the man of Allah. So our nafs, we see the papers, we take it in the house. Now everybody is busy looking at dunya. And then we got the big screen in the house, which we brought the whole of wealth of dunya in the house. So when you learn the meanings of Quran Kareem, and you start coming to read the ayat, you read the ayat of Rahmat, O Allah, engulf me in your mercy. You know Rahmat, even you don't know the meaning. You hear the word Jannat, just make in your heart, make dua, Allah bless me, O Jannat. You hear about the azab, punishment, you in your heart, you beg Allah, save me. And then as you learn, and Hazrat says, that as you progress in the marifat of Allah, and there's no end to it. Allah is unlimited, so Allah's marifat is unlimited. As you will progress, and as you, and most important, one is not just do the cause, and you carry on leading your life how you want to. To do the cause, this is the positive wires that are going. Now the negative, that is the gunas, you have to take out of your life. And this namaz, if you start learning the reality, this will take out all this negative factors. Then when you're performing namaz, then you'll be realizing that what is going to cause harm to my iman. I must be careful of those things that will cause harm to my iman. That I come, I'm performing namaz, but my garment is below my ankle. So where I'm even going to be in namaz? Allah's lanat, Allah's curse is upon me, and I'm not even. And that is why our Shaykh explained, our Dada Shaykh used to say, a Sufi, your eyes mustn't be only by the arch of Allah. Keep your eyes down and see whether your trouser didn't slip down. And it's not below your ankle. And you think you may dua, aftahli abwaba rahmatik. Oh Allah, open the doors of mercy. Allah opened these doors. But you closed it yourself without being what is going to cause harm to my iman. And who will worry of this? A talib iman. A person who's seeking and knows iman under all cost. My life can go, but iman must not go. And from this we understand, without the cause of the, in the company of the mashayikh, Without the sohbat of the Ahlullah, you can talk about Iman. Allah showed, you don't think, حَاسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَيَّقُولُ أَمَنَّا هُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. The people don't think, you say, I brought Iman. You read Kalima, Allah is not going to test you. Allah is going to bring tests, different tests. Allah will bring tests in your wealth, in your health, in different things. And Shaitan will take advantage. He brings dunya in our house. He sees now these people, it's easy. They're more interested in dunya. They'll be looking at sales papers, etc. Azan will be going. No attention to azan also. Even if they go for namaz, they'll go strolling late. Must one, two rakat. Now you realize these people don't know the value of their iman. Now it becomes so easy. People who used to say also, only Allah, Allah hi karta hai. One pandemic action. Shaitan made such a big pandemic, brought one COVID, and the COVID wasn't for people without iman, was for people with iman. To see that now you're going to come to where there's Allah's mercy, we have turned the whole tables around. Even people that were giving bayans, big bayans, even some ulama, Allah save me, all of us, that now he said, no, you can't go to the masjid. There you're going to get the COVID. There you're going to, where Allah's mercy is, where you're going to get shifa, you closing that door. Because we didn't worry about our iman. So Shaitan took a ban. So Allah, as our Hazrat explained, that according to our amal, Allah brings conditions. And so much so, that the markaz of hidayat, Haramain Sharifain, Shaitan even took control of death. He even block us from the markaz where you're supposed to be going regularly, where your iman, and this is why Allah calls us, aur maloom kare ke jo ikrar apne Rab ke saamne kya, us par qaim rahe, Allah Akbar. Aur har ek talib-e-iman ko laike ke haqeeqat-e-namaz ko is taur par jane, ke Hazrat-e-Haq ne mujhko tamam pedai se behtar peda karke, bari taqeed ke waaste hazir hone, darbar ke 5 waqt isne mutlak diya. That a person should realize that the pledge that I made with Allah, already before I came in the world, my soul was in Alam-e-Arwah. Allah asked Allah to be Rabbikum, and I not your Rabb. We all said, whether we remember or don't remember, we all said, Bala, Ya Allah, you are our Rabb. And that was the first pledge we came. And that is why the first thing when we come in the world, to rejuvenate and to realize that pledge, it is the duty of every parent to give azan in the one ear. That Allah brought you in the world. No scientist, no gynecologist, no mother, no father. Allah brought you in the world. So why Allah brought you iqama? That the time for salah is already up. You got no time to play in the world. Now Allah has sent you here to read, to strengthen the pledge you made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to remain firm on this. As Hazrat explained, that when the ayat fastaqim kama umir was revealed, Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see some white hairs in your beard. In other words, it's looking like you're getting old. He says, it's not that. Ustachayya batnil wood. The surah wood in which Allah ta'ala explained how previous nations came, Anbiya came, reminded them of the pledge of Tawheed, the pledge of Iman. They did not take heed how Allah wiped them out. And then Allah revealed this ayat, fastaqim, be firm as Allah commanded you. The world can say there's the pandemic. The world can say there's disease. You say, no, Allah's command, I must go to the masjid. All conditions, I must be in the masjid. The masjid is not supposed to be closed under any condition. How Shaitan has overpowered us. And Allahu Akbar, people of Iman, and we closed our masjid. How lot tawbah, how lot istighfar we have to be making. And that Allah removes totally all the dirt from our heart. That has soiled our iman so terribly that we still don't realize. We still get scared and just still, Shaitan is still playing havoc in our mind. And synchronize our mind. That now you go for any test by the doctor, or it looks like you got effect of COVID. That pandemic is gone. The iman, they are this thing. Now, وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَوَّ يَشْفِينَ. Ibrahim a.s. taught us, what is Iman? To realize, I get sick, who has made me sick? Who's got the cure? Not the doctors, nobody. So we should realize that I have to rejuvenate the pledge of mine, to re-come and strengthen my Iman, as today, Allahu Akbar. We are worried, what is the price of the dollar? What is the price of petrol? Things are getting very expensive. This happens according to the condition of our iman. It's not according to the condition and think that the Jewish lobby is ruling the world. Nobody is ruling the world. Oh Allah, La ilaha illahu. Law alhamdu fil ula wal akhira. Walaw al-hukmu. Allah has got total sovereignty according to your iman. That is why Imam Bukhari has got a special chapter on iman yazidu wa yanqus. Iman fluctuates. Don't worry of the price of the dollar, the price of petrol, the price of commodity. Worry of what is your level of iman. What is your price of iman? Is my iman going up or is my iman going down? That we'll able to check as we learn that how much of namaz is coming into my life. Is my namaz not going up like a dirty rag? Am I getting at least that amount of concentration, 1 second in every rukun that I know I'm in the court of Allah? Then you can still get the pass mark. And then build up your iman. So to reiterate and to rejuvenate our iman, we worried, I must go to the Home Affairs, renew my passport, renew this, and there you have to stand in a line. Our greatest and most valuable passport, the passport of Jannat, Allah has given it to us. And to renew it, you have to renew it daily, and not only one time a day. 5 times a day Allah Ta'ala said that come in front of your Rabb, come and establish your pledge with Allah, that, oh Allah, I accept, as we say, before you just start your iman, iman over istisaba. Oh Allah, I have come here out of firm conviction that I am your royal servant. And I haven't, one, it's your duty, it's your responsibility. But Allah, you have honored me, and you called me in your court again. Ulama have explained in many different ways that we realize one is like how you put your hand in the hand of a sheikh, and you confirm your iman. In other words, you're making tawbah. So here Allah Ta'ala says to reconfirm your iman, come to the house of Allah not one time, not 2 times, 5 times a day. Because after you come, you go and doing your work, all that effect is falling on your heart. And as Hazrat says, sadly today, we feel cold, we feel hot, we can feel it. But what is affecting our iman? We don't even realize it. You're going to the bank and you're talking to the teller. How your iman is being affected, you don't even know. But when you come for salah and you renew your pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and like Hazrat Shah Waliullah rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that you should go to the markaz of hidayat, that is Haramain Sharifain, regularly, because there is where Allah sends down the most rahmat. The hidayat comes on Kaaba Sharif, and where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, by Kaaba Sharif you'll get the tajalli of uluwiyat, you'll get the special focus of the oneness of Allah that penetrates your heart. But if we go with that, like we said, that the Shaykh said, you're going for Hajj, do you know whose house you're going to? We don't even know whose house we're going to. So this is the cause we come here to learn from our Mashayikh, that who is our Rabb? Whose slaves are we? What an honor it is. And now when you come to Kaaba Sharif, what an open heart. The effects of Iman are there all the time. And it will penetrate your heart. And when you go to Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll get the tajalli of Abdiyat. Allah's focus, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us to love like a slave of Allah. Then you'll enjoy that, Ya Allah, you allowed me to come into your court, Allahu Akbar. And that, as we are taught also, Hazrat teaches us, that even when you take bath to a sheikh, and you see there's occasion to renew your bath, renew it, to renew your iman all the time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has commanded, Jadidu imanakum. But that is a person who's talib e iman. If we talib, if we are seekers of iman, then we'll be worried. Under no cost can I miss my namaz. Because you realize, Allahu Akbar, Allah has called me now to establish this istiqamat. And istiqamat is not like what we seeing. We want to see karamat in a sheikh. That one person, he stayed with Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah 13 years. And he said, Hazrat, now 13 years I want to leave. He says, what's wrong? He says, 13 years I didn't see any karamat. You're not flying in the air. You're not reading namaz on the ocean or something. He says, oh zalim, oh my friend, that's so ignorant. Just think, 13 years you stayed with me. One day did I leave out any sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He taught for a few minutes. He says that is definitely, I saw your life 13 years, you don't leave out any sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, then zalim, what more istiqamah you want? And that is istiqamah, to do what we have to do. Not think that now, like Hazrat says, you'll be imagining you seeing light and flying in the air. That is not what Allah wants from us. We have to do our work. Whether we get eagerness, we don't get eagerness. Whether you feel like performing namaz, you don't feel. It's my, I am the slave of Allah. So we go, and then Allah Ta'ala has made it such, Allahu Akbar. کہ حقیقت نماز کو اس طور understand the reality of نماز in such a way that Allah رب العزت my creator, my sustainer, my nourisher, مجھ کو تمام پیدائش and from all the creation, Allah has made me اشرف المخلوقات, the best of all creation. And Allah has informed me, stressing, taking qasam in the Qur'an Kareem, وَالتِّين وَالزَّيْتُون وَالتُورِ سِينِين وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. Like a father explains to his child, this is important, this is important. You don't realize, say, I take qasam, I'm telling you, my son. If you don't listen, Allah Rabbul Izzat, according to our mizaj, Allah is taking qasam for us. Otherwise, Allah's word is so great. And still we don't understand who we are and see our condition. What is my condition I'm talking of with regard to salah? What lackadaisical attitude we got? So Allah who made me the best of creation, then Allah stressed upon me. Because Allah knows, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. We are so weak-minded. What is necessary for us? What is extremely beneficial? We don't realize it. We can tell you that this is necessary. You tell your children, this is very necessary. Do this. You see, they still don't do it. And what you tell them, don't do this, they do it. So Allah Ta'ala is stressing upon us with great stress. And this stress is not to put difficulty, out of kindness, out of great love. Allah has got so much love and mercy for us. There's no much time to go into detail. But how much of mercy Allah has got particular for insan. Allahu Akbar. When Nuh alayhi salam made dua, that Ya Allah, now you inform me, my people are after 950 years, that they're not going to accept Islam. Then he said, Rabbi la tazar ala al-ardi min al-kafirin ad-dayyara. If that is the case, Allah, the more kuffar live on the earth, there's only havoc. There's only evil and corruption will spread. So wipe them out. Allah accepted his dua. They got wiped out. After that, to teach Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala commanded him that make earthen pots, the small, like what Hazrat drinks from that glass, that kind of small glasses, make 1,000 of them. When Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made it, after that Allah sent one wind and it all broke. Nuh alayhi salam fell hurt in his heart. He said, Allah, I so lot effort I made. Allah says, oh Nuh, for earthen pots you crying. You made one dua. I wiped out insan. Do you know, did I do it just, I just did it out of happiness? No, how much feeling Allah has got. So Allah has got feeling every insan. Then how much feeling Allah has got for us. That is why Allah has made this whole arrangement. That it is impossible that a person comes in the world and get lost. But Allah has put these tests. Allah Ta'ala is Ahkamul Hakimeen. Allah is the wisest of all beings. Allah is the most authoritative of all. So Allah Ta'ala says, I stress upon you. And not one time. Five times a day. And izne mutlak. Open permission. You don't have to pay any entrance fees. You don't have to register. How sad it was. Shaitan fooled us so much. That when that time, the time of Shaitania came, that you had to register to go to the masjid. And all that foolish things. Allah, this is the house of Allah. You can build a masjid yourself. You got no right to stop anybody from the house of Allah. Once you have built it and you say it's the house of Allah, now it belongs to Allah. Nobody, the richest man, the poorest man, everybody has got open ijazat. Full permission to come into the masjid. And you come early to the masjid, you'll get the best place right behind the imam. This is not secured for the muazzin. It's not secured for any person. Nobody can book his place in the masjid. Even the mutawalli, he owns the masjid, he built the masjid. He can't say, that's my place. You want the place, you come early. You come first, you get the best place. And what discipline Allah Ta'ala has taught us through our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A Muslim has got discipline and namaz will bring discipline in our life. That when we come in the masjid, take the best place. Don't go and stand in one corner on the right. When you see the place is empty, come to the best place. Yes, out of respect, you give it to your sheikh, you give it to the elders or something, you'll get double reward for that. But don't be negligent. Once Hazrat Mawlana Abu al-Haqsa rahmatullahi was visiting our country many years ago. And then he had one program in Lanija in the afternoon, Zohar Namaz. Mostly our people are out for work, but they were ulama there. So like we normally, azan goes, we come into the masjid, somebody will read sunnah in one corner, the other one in the other corner. Hazrat came in the masjid, he walked from the back, and while he walking, he was talking loud. He says, agar imam ke peeche jagah ho masjid mein aur tum kisi aur jagah par namaz padte ho to tumne apne aap par sakht nuksan kiya. He says, if you came in the masjid and there was a place available behind the imam, right behind the imam, where Allah's mercy is pouring, and you went to any other place, you caused great harm to ourselves. So shaitan has worked so much. What is harmful to our iman? We want the best place in the grandstand. And we pay to go to hell. We pay to go to Jahannam and we say, hey, I was in the grandstand. Here we getting grandstand. There you have to pay to go to Jahannam. Here you getting, yes, Allah says, in the masjid there's also parking meters. But these parking meters, you don't have to pay for it. It is paying for us. The masjid, the barakat and the rahmat that Allah will give. So you come, the best place behind the imam, then one to the right, one to the left, one to the right, one to the left, and straighten the serve. So Allah Ta'ala has given us open ijazat. And then to realize, or muhtaj our ke izan, or ihsan man kisi darbar ya naqib ka nahi kiya, Allahu Akbar. And me that is totally in need, every split moment, I'm in need of the mercy of Allah. I am in need. Allah is taking care of all my needs every split moment. Allah Ta'ala showed, you don't come to the masjid, we'll close the door. You don't come to the masjid, we'll close your need of life, your oxygen. Allah blocked, and how people were going, all in dilemma, what is happening? Allah keeps it open every day. Wal Fajr, the time of Fajr, the best oxygen you'll get. Come for Fajr, but myself, Allah Ta'ala, as our Hazrat teaches us, sons and daughters are sleeping when the sun is rising. Forget when the time of Fajr is. So Allah Ta'ala showed us, if you think you're not in need of Allah, Allah blocks one thing. The whole world was blocked. The whole world was locked down. This is all by the command of Allah. It's not by the whoever, we think they did this and we think a disease spread. No, there were a lot of diseases even in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After that, and people went to the masjid. They didn't stay away from the masjid. So we should realize that Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, Ya ayyuha an-nas antumul fuqara. O people, all of you put together, you are beggars in the court of Allah. With all your intelligence, all that we gave you, all your resources is from us. So you are totally in need of Allah. So, and Allahu Akbar. Aur muhtaj awar ke izan ka, ihsan man kisi darbar naqib ka nahi. And you are in desperate. You have to come to the house of Allah. Now Allah didn't put any security guard there. That now you have to give him something. Or you have to get permission. You go to any office today. Security guard. And the security he thinks he is the main person. You must give him something. And every ordinary security, you must give him something. And he will act like he is the big boss. No, Allah didn't keep that by any masjid. No masjid is allowed to have security guard. Open permission Allah is given because we are totally in need. Allah didn't make that any person is doing you a favor and tell you, you know what, I allowed you to come to the masjid. No, it is the house of Allah. Allah Ta'ala did not say, you this color, you can't come to the masjid. You pure, you can't come. If Allah has called us with stress and not Allah with birth. And Allah Ta'ala has made an announcer, call us, don't forget your appointment. Who today to get one appointment, but why one counselor? So much red tape, he thinks he's doing you a favor. And then, who's going to remind you of that appointment? Allah Ta'ala, who is Malikul Mulk, kings of kings. Allah is stressing, come to my office and see what I will give you. And I won't make anybody, that even the malaika that are standing there, Allah didn't make it that you ask them for permission. Yes, what they are seeing, that you come here, when you pass away, they will remind us to read Kalima when you pass away. So Allah Ta'ala said, that I didn't make anybody, nobody, you don't have to sign any register, you don't have to pay any fees, open, and Allahu Akbar. Or ghair hazri, and if you don't come to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't present yourself, azan is also going, and you still think, no, I'm busy in my work, that is more important, my deal is more important, then Allahu Akbar. Ghair hazri par wada sakht azab ka, Allahu Akbar. And Allah has promised that if you don't come, there'll be great punishment. This punishment is not that Allah wants to punish us. This is the sign of your stupidity, your ignorance. That is why Allah Ta'ala has stressed, if you don't come, you are such an idiot that you deserve the worst punishment. A father, Allahu Akbar, who gives his son now in charge, he's got a big business, and he says, my son, you in charge now. But the son thinks now he's the boss, so he goes on his time, he doesn't look after the business, he doesn't this thing. The father tells him now, fine, if you don't start coming on time, you don't look after the business, then I will kick you out of the business. And I'll take the keys away from you. If he still doesn't understand, and he doesn't come to his senses, he'll lose everything. And here Allah Ta'ala is not that Allah wants to kick us out. Allah Ta'ala is saying, you my royal servant, and you in need of me, and you don't want to come. What height of stupidity. So to warn us that don't go near, staying away. And why Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah has mentioned so beautifully that Allah has put this rod of punishment, so to say, that don't go towards the doors of kufr. That don't become despondent of the mercy of Allah. If you don't come for the mercy of Allah, then, Allahu Akbar, you will fall in the disobedience of Allah. And your iman will get weaker and weaker, and you will lose your iman. So that is why Allah Ta'ala, what is extremely necessary, Allah made for us. And Allah stressed we come. Allah is the promised the reward. And if you don't come, what great punishment you will get. And now realize, or janna chahe ki aise ni'mat uzma se mahroom rehna, aur wada sakh azab ka sar par lena, bari nadani aur kamina pan hai. That a person who doesn't realize what a great ni'mat, what a great bounty Allah Ta'ala has given me. First of all, made me the best of creation. Allah made me His ambassador on the earth. Allah Ta'ala has given me the gift of iman, my passport to Jannah, and the amount of rahmat and mercy. What Allah is going to shower upon me, Allah Ta'ala has made it that five times a day I come to the court, I come to the markaz of hidayat, I strengthen my iman, then all the things around me won't affect me. The test will be there, but you will able, you'll go to the bank also, do your business, you won't even look at the bank teller, you won't even know how she looks or anything, and you'll be out, and while you're coming out also, you'll be reading istighfar, you'll be worried, oh Allah, don't be unhappy with me. So when Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't realize this great bounty, such a great ni'mat that you can't explain the value. What if somebody tell you that you just come to me five times a day, I'll put 10 million rand in your account. Allahu Akbar. Forget the time before azan time, you won't sleep at night. You'll be there, you'll make sure you're on time. Not on time, you'll spend the whole day. Then there won't be place in the masjid for itikaf, not Ramzan, all the time. What is 10 million, what is 10 billion, what is 10 trillion compared to 2 rakat of salah? 2 rakat of salah is more valuable than both the worlds put together. Because now you're standing in the court of Allah. You are directly one to one. You are the Allahu Akbar. Somebody, you want an appointment with any person and you get an appointment with the state president, you are elated and you think, this is the king of kings. What is a state president? He doesn't have iman. He's an atheist also. And you're getting excited for that appointment. This appointment you don't have to make. Allah gave us the appointment. Allah reminding us. And Allah appointed His special agents. In the early days, the muazzin has to go walk up the minara right high on top and scream out loud. And that is why in the early days they used to be called bangi. Bangi is a person who screams loud, Allahu Akbar. And we shouldn't be shy to call out our azan. We shouldn't be shy to go to pastalah, etc. So realize, a person who doesn't realize this, and Allahu Akbar, he wants to be deprived of this great blessing of Allah Ta'ala, and he wants to take upon himself the warnings of the severe azab of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. What has given you such courage that you think you are bold enough to bear the fire of Jahannam? Allahu Akbar. Try and put your finger just on top of the candle flame, not even inside, for 1 minute. See if you can bear that. So how can we bear the fire of Jahannam? And this punishment is not that Allah wants to punish us. This is a rahmat. It's come to your senses. Come to your brains. Who you are. And like we tell our children, you don't have brains. It's not that they're not using their brains. So we don't know. Allah who gave us brains, Allah who gave us everything, and we still don't realize the value of the salam. Hazrat says, this is the sign of total, the immaturity. بچپن ہو گئی ابھی بچپنا نہیں گئی. وی 55, وی 60, وی سٹل وارڈ اے آئی مسٹ سی دا میچ. I must worry of the score. I'll go for namaz just now. I'll read my namaz later on. As if we're doing Allah a favor. Allah says, how, what the height of stupidity and what height of meanness. You are a person that is so coward and so mean that you don't appreciate. You are nimak haram. Your mother cooks food, everything for you. You enjoy the food, but you don't respect your mother. You don't serve her. Allah who made all our mothers in the world. Allah Ta'ala who we're not dependent upon anybody for a rosy. No worker is dependent on his boss. No husband, no wife is dependent on the husband. No child is dependent on the father. We are totally dependent only on Allah Ta'ala. Our rizq also, inna Allah wa razzaq. Allah is the one who's going to give us rizq according to how we attend our salah in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, na nas'aluka rizqa, nahnu narzukuk. You just wa'mur anak. You become wastabir, make namaz part of your blood and be firm and then to teach your children this. Then Allah Ta'ala further says, Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib has put it so beautifully. Bas isi tarah azmat-e namaz ki khoob samajh kar tamam adab ke layeq ki qabooliyat bargah-e badshah-e haqeeqi ke hove. Now understand, this is such a great gift. And keep in mind all the etiquettes, all the respects. You just get one appointment, one counselor. Now you sure, hey, what time I must go? I must go, how must I go dress? Or you get an appointment with the state president. You and I in a different world, you're asking, hey, what dress code I must wear? What must, how must I? This is the king of kings, the royal king. So to keep in mind all the etiquettes, that before I go, as Hazrat explained, that in such those etiquettes that will make me acceptance in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Not that I come, I got a great appointment, but I come with no etiquette, with no, I don't come with proper respect, manners, etc. You come to a person and you don't show the proper etiquette, he'll say, rather leave the office. I'd rather go outside than sit outside. Allah Ta'ala who has given us and Allah didn't leave it unto us to think, how must I go to the court of Allah? Allah has sent the greatest personality, the most beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We just read the sunnahs of entering the masjid, leaving the masjid. All those etiquettes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught it us to the perfect, minutest detail. So we don't have to think what kind of clothes I must wear. Just look at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. After I leave the world, follow those who follow my path and the path of my sahaba. And Allah has kept this till the day of, till the world comes to an end. Till Allah wants to keep it, Qiyamah, the pious servants will be there. So we have to look at their dressing. Don't look at the dressing of the nations. Don't look how the Arabs are dressing, or how the Indians are dressing, or how, so don't look at an Arab kurta and think, no, that is the Allahu Akbar. You can be the Imam, and you come to the masjid, and you think you're well dressed, but your jubba is touching your ankles. It's below your ankles. And you performing the salah, you can be the Imam of Haramain. Allah is not happy with that appearance. Allah, and you're not accepted in the court of Allah. So know the proper etiquette. Know how I have to go. And Allah said clearly, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ خُذُوا زِينَتُكُمْ. Take your beauty when you go to the masjid. Then we won't walk into the masjid like billboard. And we all advertising for companies that are not even paying us. And so much advertisement that shaitan, no, we won't wear a cross and come to the masjid. But he has put the sign of the Greek goddess, the Nike sign, and we're coming with that into the masjid. So you're standing in the court of Allah, and you got the sign of the enemy of Allah. Allahu Akbar. So we have to realize that, learn all the proper etiquette, and learn how to come in the court of Allah, that I must be accepted. Not I come in the court and I'm rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, kabuliyat-e bargah-e badshah-e haqeeqi, this is the real kings of kings. Allah is the king of kings, and to be accepted in the court of Allah, this is a, one is that you get an appointment, and now you come and you spoil the appointment. How sad is that? Whose stupidity is that? So So learn the Prophet, and that is why all the Fazail are read, all the Masail are taught. All this is very important. Don't just take it lightly, oh, this program is not important, I only come for one program after Asr. No, we won't get the reality of why you had the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala, the further Hazrat says, so what is all these etiquettes that you should keep in mind? Pehle taharat, aur paakizgi kare, yani wuzu kare, aur jo hajat nahane ki ho, ghusl kare. Jaisa ke koi jab badshah ke darbar ke jane ka irada karta hai, pehle hammam karta hai, phir kapra pehen kar chahte hai. That Hazrat says, first see that your taharat is properly. Make your istinja properly. As our Hazrat says, even don't rush in the toilet. Just spray some water or just throw water over the jug. No, you have to rub yourself. Rub out all that dirt, etc. Then make wuzu properly. Don't be wasting water. And here Allah has made all the means arrangements for us. Allah knows that we are so weak, we won't make wuzu at home. We'll come last minute rushing. You come to the masjid, Allah has made wuzu facilities also. But now you come to the masjid, you just open the tap, so water is gushing out. You're wasting so lot water. Your wuzu, and you're talking to people, your wuzu is not in order. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Allahu Akbar, fuqaha, great the ulama have taught us du'as in between every part of your body you're washing in wuzu. There's du'as to be read. Learn from the ulama and then see where you got time to talk. And you'll use minimum water as well. Otherwise, Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullahi says, one great reason that we don't have concentration and devotion, we wasted water in wuzu. How are we going to concentrate? Our wuzu is not correct. So how are we going to concentrate? See that your clothes are proper. And as we explained, there's much more detail in that. And not come with a long Arab kurta, which Allah Akbar, there's details Hazrat will explain. But you come with that kurta, under you got Bermudas. Some people don't wear shorter than Bermudas. And in the masjid, your sitar is open. And today, Allahu Akbar, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the time will come that you'll be dressed and naked. That was referring more to the woman folk. But today, the men, we're coming with stuffed jeans in the masjid. A person goes into sajda, unintentionally, a person walks in, your sitar is open, he looks. Unintentionally. Your namaz is broken, you don't know. So how can we be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So know the etiquettes of taharat, the etiquettes how to make wuzu properly, and all this has to be learned. We have to do these basic causes. Then you can progress and think, I want to become a wali of Allah ta'ala. We have to climb up this ladder. If a person is in need of ghusl, we have to know these masalas. When I'm in need of ghusl, sadly, today you tell people, Allahu Akbar, it's not becoming that a Muslim, you tell him, come to masjid, he says, I'm napak. A Muslim is not supposed to be napak. It's impossible. As soon as for even you had jaiz relationship, that you even got reward for it, immediately, as soon as possible, go and take your bath and become clean and be ready. And Allahu Akbar, you're going to the kings of kings in the court of the kings of kings. You go for an ordinary appointment. Now you want to go take a bath, you want to put on your best suit, etc. Here you must know how Allah wants you to appear, not how you think, not according to your logical and your weak mind. How Allah wants me to come to a dress in front of Allah. And that was taught by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sahaba, they had tooth and nail. That till today we got authentic narration in detail how Allah ta'ala wants us to dress. Not with all other, the new type of dressing. Sadly today, that even in the kurtas, you think you're wearing a kurta, but it's all brand names today. Today, BMW kurta, and this kurta, and that kurta. Hazrat says the day will come, sad, that you'll even get branded kafans also. Brand name kafans. And what people have said, there's already brand names ihram. Whereas ihram supposed to teach you, you in kafan. And that also, and we don't even realize, and we think, no, I went for masjid, my namaz is accepted, Allahu Akbar. We didn't enter the court of Allah with proper etiquette, respect. Allah is so kind. Allah still allows us. Maybe you'll come to your senses. Allah has made these arrangements for us. So when you want to go, Allahu Akbar, our pious elders, Hazrat Maulana Abrar Ahmad Dulyawi Rahmatullahi, very great sheikh and very of Sheikhul Hadith. But when he used to go to his sheikh's majlis, Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullahi, then he used to take ghusl. Say, I'm going to my Shaykh's majlis. I must go at proper. I mustn't be going in such a way, haphazard. My clothes are not even clean. Here you go into the majlis of Allah. You come into the house of Allah to meet Allah, not just come into the house of Allah. So when we come in to meet Allah, Rabbul Izzat, how much must we come? Proper, what proper etiquette, etc. So this first bayan, Shah Ahmad Saeed Rahmatullah explained. Then Sufi Sahib gave them brief the summary of this bayan. Further he says, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali ke is bayan mein char baate. Four aspects Hazrat explained in this lesson. What is the reality of namaz? Before we can even start namaz, what namaz is, how we should start namaz. First have this in mind, that awwal namaz ki ahmiyat, jis ko baar baar parkar dil mein bitana, aur jis ke liye Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali ka risala, fazail-e-amal ka mutala bhi mufeed hai. That first of all realize the importance of namaz. What a great gift this is. This is not a duty. It's not just a responsibility. It's a great honor. It's a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And that is why Hazrat says, our mashayikh have written beautiful kitabs. And the accepted kitab of Shaykhul Hadith, Fazail-e-Amal, have ta'lim in the house. Read about the importance of namaz. If we're missing our jamaat, read about the importance of jamaat namaz. Read the importance of performing namaz on time, etc. This will build. So all this kitab reading, etc. that takes place, don't think it's just kitab reading. No, this is very, very important to make us realize what is the importance of namaz. As we explained, you don't know importance like a child doesn't know the value of a gold coin, he gives it away for one ice cream. We don't know the importance of namaz, so one deal, now I'm still busy. Let me finish this customer. Your deal you lost totally. Your deal is here, hayya al falah. Our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, one is the translation, come to success. One is, oh my beloved servant, get ready, Allah wants to meet you. And the moment you come into the house of Allah, Allah's full attention upon us. The second important lesson that we should realize, which is more detailed, and Hazrat says, sabse pehle usko dil mein baar baar soche, ke namaz ka hukam mere upar koi bojh ya tawan nahi hai, balke badi ni'mat aur ihsan hai, jiska shukriya ada nahi kar sakta. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala ne mujh, Jal Jalalu ne mujh zarra be miqdar ko pehle ashraful makhlukat banaya. Yet realize that coming for namaz, it's not a penalty that Allah wants to make it difficult, take you away from your work or anything. Allah has not made it as a burden upon you. Allah is, it's a great, valuable gift of Allah. It's a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be making shukr. And what is shukr? Not we just hear azan, we say azan is going. We don't even pay attention to azan. Shukr is now reply to the azan. Now practical shukr, you supposed to be in the masjid before azan in fact. And at least azan time, hasten to the masjid and realize me that I'm not a speck, a dirty, filthy droplet of fluid. Allah made me the best of creation. And Allah is calling me to His court. Then how eager will I go? Allah give me and all of us proper understanding. Wa akhir da'wana. Subhanallah.